National immigration policy has seen rapid changes since the start of the new administration, and that's created an air of confusion for those who enforce it, and especially for those threatened by it. When the October fires hit Sonoma County, that confusion was brought to focus.
The week before the fires, we were training people on what to do if you saw somebody in uniform and how to protect yourselves and your family. And if somebody was knocking on the door, that you had a right not to answer the door, or that you had a right to seek and request to see a signed judicial warrant. We were training people on what a signed judicial warrant looks like. So you can imagine how difficult it is for a family to shift from hearing that message to then literally the next week to saying, when somebody knocks on your door who's in uniform, who's trying to save your life, open the door.
Last week, I sat down with Alegria de la Cruz, Chief Deputy County Counsel for Sonoma. After telling me about the effects the fire had on the immigrant community in the county, she mentioned how many more people have been targeted by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Towards the end of the Obama administration, that focus was about 1.2 million people throughout the country. With the increased enforcement efforts of the Trump administration, that number is close to somewhere between 8 and 11 million.
That led the California Senate to pass SB 54, a bill prohibiting state and local law enforcement from detaining or investigating individuals over immigration status. When it passed back in October, it effectively undid the Trump administration policies.
We were, in fact, the first county in California to come out in support of SB 54. We have also been kind of leaders in support of other legislation, SB 6, AB 3, that were considered in 2016 that didn't essentially make it forward. But looking at the ways in which we need to increase resources to our local communities in order for them to have access to lawyers.
That's been a serious issue for De La Cruz. To protect the rights of undocumented individuals, lawyers can't receive federal funds, often forcing them to work pro bono or at reduced rates. That's made it impossible for some public defense groups to counsel undocumented clients, leaving Sonoma County with very few eligible attorneys.
Right now, we have one lawyer in one organization that's been around for about 3 years. God bless him, but that's it. Recognizing that this is a need for our county, the county has started something called the Sonoma County Secure Families Fund to encourage a partnership of community nonprofits to come together with the specific goal of looking at how to reduce deportation risks to certain families.
The importance of providing a defense for undocumented immigrants extends beyond simply protecting the individual and his or her family. I also spoke with Bernice Espinoza, a deputy public defender who is the specialist in the county for dealing with the criminal justice system as it applies to immigrants.
One of the unfortunate side effects of all of this is it's not only affecting individuals who may have traffic or criminal charges, but also victims of crime who are afraid to come to court because they may be removed. Or I've learned of even green card holders who've called my office and worried about, if I get restitution from something, will that put me as a public charge? Will I get in trouble? That's one of the main reasons also that the county moved forward, is to make sure that people felt safe, felt the ability to report things, felt the ability to rely on law enforcement when they are victims of crimes.
The presiding judge on the Supreme Court of California made a statement asserting that the state courtrooms should be open to all seeking justice. But the federal government continues to put pressure on the state, finding ways around California's laws to enforce their immigration policy.
There was a memorandum by the federal government saying, because of the laws that have been passed, they cannot find individuals inside of jails or workplaces, that their next attempt will be in the hallways of our courthouses. To this date, we have not seen that, but we're prepared to make sure that people feel safe.
I'm J. Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.